A man that's popular amongst all generations is Wayne Hawkes. He joins me in studio. Hello, Wayne.
Morning, the young Julian with the new haircut.
Home job.
Really?
The wife did it.
Seriously? You know what I was going to say?
You didn't pay for it.
Was it apprentice's day? Hello to your wife. Sorry.
Hello, Jackie.
Welcome.
Now you've worked with Jared all year.
Yes.
You can't tell me he wouldn't want to run the arc at the AFL. It's right in his...
I heard what you said, and, mate, that was legendary stuff. You got him laugh twice in 1 minute. What's going on? It's great
radio. I'll take
that one.
I'll put that on my show reel, I think.
Well, you should. He's hard. Normally with me, he frowns, but people can't see that.
Go away, Waitley. Waitley, go
Thank
away.
Thank you very much. Right on cue. Good morning, Jared, if you're listening. Yeah. How funny was that?
Oh, it's perfect for Jared. It's his bugbear, the arc. If you get in there and run it and fix it, I'm sure he would.
He has got a few bugbears. Mm-hmm. He doesn't quite often say them publicly, but you and I and Ross and all the boys get to hear about out the back. But we do miss him. We do miss him. You know what? In all fairness, he texts me. He's been that busy. He hasn't even spoken to me.
Yeah.
And I told him that you are doing a seriously good job. I said, I do miss you, but I said, Julian is covering for you better than you can imagine. I promise you that is on text, and I have been listening, and I've been thoroughly enjoying the show.
Well, speaking of his bugbears, one of his bugbears has been to move the Spring Carnival back.
Oh, huge.
Huge. Now, we've seen some changes with the Festival of Racing next year with increased prize money, a shift on the date for the Australian Cup. What do you make of these changes?
Well, Jared has been wanting to push, for the people that don't know, Jared has been wanting to push, you know what, I'll go straight to Melbourne Cup Day. He wants Melbourne Cup Day to be like the last Tuesday in November, not the first Tuesday, because he said there's a month of not a lot happening. That hasn't quite happened this year because there's been so much in sport this last November/December, but that is not normal.
That's right.
With the autumn, what they're looking to do is they're looking to change a few things around. Well, I'm a traditionalist to a point. But you can't eat tradition, and things change. And we are nearly in the year 2023, so by moving the Australian Cup back, so you can run the All-Star Mile on Saturday, and then the following Saturday you run a 2,000-metre Australian Cup. That makes sense. What we in Victoria have over New South Wales in the autumn is, it can be very wet in Sydney in the autumn. It's wet all year at the moment, but that's not normal. But in Melbourne, we all know the best weather in Melbourne is generally right now all the way through to Easter. You're almost guaranteed you can leave everything outside and it won't get wet.
Yes.
So the plus is that you can go to places like Flemington on Australian Cup Day and you know the weather's going to be good. You go to Sydney and it won't be good. So they've done the right thing by flipping the Australian Cup back a couple of weeks. So you run the All-Star Mile worth $5 million over 1,600 metres. 1 week later, you come out and run the 2,000-metre Australian Cup. And what do they put the Australian Cup up to? This has only just come out this morning. The Australian Cup, I think it's $3 million.
$3 million.
So
yep.
They've doubled it to $3 million.
Does that make a difference with the quality of field you get?
100% it does. Yep. Because when you start adding $1 million to it, people prick their ears. Now they've doubled it to $3 million. They're giving it a proper go, which is what they actually should do. The Blue Diamond has been. I was on Giddy Up with Gareth Hall, and I said that. Owners put in nominations 6 weeks ago. They did it 1 week ago. They do it again and again, and then the week of the race, and then you're running the race. So far, the coffers have gained $860,000 for a $1.5 million race. The owners are just about funding the whole lot.
Yep.
So to turn the race now from a 1.5
it's
to
doubled.
A couple of million-dollar race, what they've done is they've done the right thing. So prize money does get bums on seats. We are competing against Sydney, and it's all the big Sydney-Melbourne thing, but as I think I said on your program the other day, Woolworths and Coles,
yep.
They don't care about each other.
They're not helping each other.
Racing New South Wales, Racing Victoria say they do, but they're two separate entities. Where it affects
And that's fair enough, isn't it?
Well, it is the same as the NRL and the
AFL. A lot of people say they should be working together, but should they really?
The NRL, AFL, I mean, they work together to a point. But then they have to just say we run our own thing. And I think fair enough. From a purist that is within the industry, I'd rather it be one company and one boss and streamline things and everything like that. But they're just two different businesses. But this may be the start of the Waitley thing, what he's done 2 years ago when he harped in the studio about moving Melbourne Cup back. Now, I think it's a big ask to move a Melbourne Cup back, but they're doing something now in the autumn. So they're going to have some real data on what may or may not work. Now, the autumn's so different to the spring carnival, because in the spring carnival, you would know people yourself that say, I'm going Derby Day, I'm going the Cox Plate Day, and you go, really? You don't know the front from the back. You wouldn't know who Mackay Diva was. Seriously.
100%.
And you do, and I do too. Yeah. People say, I'm going to the races, what am I backing? Mm. You go, you heard of Mackay Diva, it's in the next. You go, oh, really? Go, no, you idiot, it won 3 Melbourne Cups. But that is true. So it's not quite the same as the autumn, because the autumn is probably more about the racing purist and the racing lovers. If you're getting 30,000 there in the autumn, they are probably 28 and a half genuine racing followers. You get 100,000 to Flemington on Derby Day. Well, I don't know the numbers, but I would think there'd be 20 or 30,000 that are there for the corporates and the entertainment and young boys chasing young girls. Simple as that.
Correct.
So, and you know what? It is great that we have got the younger brigade coming through. As I've said for weeks and weeks and weeks, the young kids are going the races. And that is so good, because they are the future of our industry. And we are not just about the punt. We have got so many things that we can offer job opportunities to people within the industry, whether it be chiros, physios, dentists, stuff like that. When did you last go to the dentist?
Couple of years ago.
Right. Mm. Our dentist was there on Monday, and he would be back again next Monday. Vet's there 7 days a week. Podiatrist, you ever been to a podiatrist?
I think so.
Yeah, my farrier's there 6 days a week, comes in on Sunday if he has to. There's a stack of jobs within this industry that do not actually go, you do not see them on the race course on race day. So that's getting away from what we were talking about. But the bottom line is, if there's change happening in the autumn, you would really seriously hope, and I hope Gerard's listening to this, that there will be, it will flow on to give us some sort of change in the spring. Maybe not the big changes Gerard wants, but you know what? Small fish are sweet.
So Wayne Hawke's in studio for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Be ready for anything with McCafe iced coffee. So has that been a knock on racing authorities, that they're not adaptable to change and they're not flexible enough, or is that a little bit unfair?
When we had COVID, we are still blaming COVID for everything we want to blame.
We'll be doing that for 20 years.
Without
Across
doubt.
Everything.
Without
COVID.
Without
doubt. We haven't recovered.
I'm glad my kids are 13 and 15, because they will remember when COVID was, because kids that are going to be 7 now, when they're 27, they'll go, what was COVID again?
Exactly. What was that?
A bit like the day I said to James Cummings, champion leading trainer this year. Back pre-internet, he said, pre-internet? What did you do pre-internet? I said, how old are you, fella?
These young people.
He was 32 at the time when I said it to him.
No idea.
He had no idea what it was. You know, you've never not had an iPad? Mm. No. Why? Mm.
Oh, fair dinkum. He wouldn't have used a home phone.
Encyclopedia James. Britannica, James. I mean, they came out once a month. It took you 2 years to get the set. Mm. And then all of a sudden the Funk and Wagnalls came out. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think
something
it was.
Like that. And then it was the new upgraded version.
Did you get an update on your pager that the new one was out?
Exactly. So you know what? We probably don't do enough in our industry as far as looking ahead. And as I said, you can't eat history, but we need history. We really, really do. But I think we should look at races like the Derby at 2,500 and bring them back to 2,000. Just because the horses that we are breeding, we're not breeding enough staying horses. I mean, is there any point running the 42-kilometre marathon if you're hardly getting a decent field and the numbers are, you know,
you've got sprinters everywhere? Why would you run a marathon?
Well, that's what I'm sort of half saying. And you can still have a race and you can still win. You can still have a footy match at the MCG and there'll only be 25,000 there, but it's still not quite the same.
No.
You're trying for the elite, aren't you? But we need change. We certainly do, because we're in the year 2022 where change happens all day, every day. RVL are probably not known to be fast and responsive, but we have a new racing manager. We have a new CEO. We've got a lot of new things. We have a new chairman at Caulfield Racecourse. So we've had a lot of big position changes in big areas in the last 6 months. So you know what? I am hoping, and they already have started to do, that they're going to put their little bit of stamp on it. And it's not going to agree with everyone, but I reckon change is good. And it's not always going to fit everyone, and it's not going to fit in your round circle or your square box, because of vice versa. But I think change is good. We need to keep reinventing the wheel, I think.
I can imagine in Hong Kong they don't need to change much. There'd be a big crowd at Sha Tin, huge meeting, great horses. What's it like at a big meeting like that? You've had Chautauqua over there. What just get, for those that haven't been to the races in Hong Kong on these big racing events. What's it like?
So this day on Sunday, the easiest way to describe it is, from an Aussie point of view, you think you're there at Randwick on Derby Day or Flemington on Melbourne Cup Day, because all the people that you see are so many people that you would see on those days.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many Aussies that just go over there for a week in Hong Kong, and the racing's different. They are just about the punt. There's nothing else. They don't mind looking at the horses.
But they'll know who the fields are, won't they?
They know who the fields are, but it isn't their greatest turnover day, Hong Kong. Because they have got races, and I remember David Hall won Melbourne Cup with Mackay Bediver, and I was there a year after he arrived in Hong Kong. And I said, do these horses not look much? He goes, mate, these horses would not win a maiden at Warwick Nabil. And that was the quote, and I always remember that. But they've had 17 starts, and they're in their rating 40. You, the Chinese punter, you know what you're betting on.
Yeah.
So you know the form, you know the horses, so it doesn't probably matter to them as much whether you're taking Winks over there or you're taking the Great Enable or you're taking Chautauqua or Nature Strip or whatever. It does add to it. But the bottom line is we like it as a great finals day, end of the year. Flemington did their last day of their carnival and called it Championships Day. This is a bit of the same thing. The only way that you would take a horse to Hong Kong for this day would be if you set it for this race 3 or 4 months ago. For the record, Chautauqua was winning in May. That was the race in May. The couple that we took, Deo got beaten in the head-to-head, ran third. Yell, we took over there for this race. He ran down the track. But we were specifically setting them for that race. And where I think the Aussies stuff it up is, we run well over the spring carnival.
So if you've got it one that's running well in spring, there's no point, basically.
Well, unless you've set your horse for that race. If you give it one, maybe two runs and go up there and you have it on your agenda, I think fair enough. But I shake my head when I've seen it all my life where people take them over there for a free trip. And it's a free trip to Hong Kong. You know what you're getting. They spell it out very clearly. Two owners, two trainers, one jockey ticket, all business class, stay at the 6-star hotel, all expenses paid, blah 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 blah, and that's what you do. So you know what you get, but don't go there for a holiday. You'd have to leave the horse at home and then just go and enjoy it. But on the flip side, when we have the spring carnival, I would like to see those horses running in the Cox Plate, the Caulfield Cup, the Melbourne Cup to be invited and go. There's 150 grand's worth of X's. Spend it how you want. If you want to have seven seats on, British Airways seat 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 up the front, fine. Or you want to pay for the horse or whatever. I think we should be enticing them to come, pay them, their airfares and accommodation to a point. And we, as the participant, all know that. Every trainer in Hong Kong knows that if an Aussie horse goes over there or an English horse goes down there, that's what we're going to get. So I reckon we should have Caulfield Cup, Cox Plate, Melbourne Cup, invite races and try and invite the best horses and then entice them to come down that way. And because the thing is, what we don't know is, what did it cost to have Werribee open this year for the internationals, for those international horses? Now, when there was 36 horses or thereabouts, it was divided by 36. Now, if there was only 8 horses, the price of it's gone through the roof.
So, of course,
let's be a bit more transparent about it, and let's just say this is what we're offering and this is what we can do. We still want the internationals to come. The Chinese do want us to go there. It's as simple as that. When Chautauqua won the Group 1 in Hong Kong, one of the proudest times when you were standing there, when the country of origin wins the Group 1, they sing the national anthem. So the Australian national anthem was being played, and this is true. We were standing on the podium, and they have the podium on the grass in the middle of the racetrack with the winning post behind. The Aussies were running down from the stands that were there, and they were all singing.
That's a pretty special moment.
100%.
Yeah.
Winford Ingleford Brex is the CEO of the Jockey Club, and he's been there for 20 years, and he's one of the greatest racing administrators in the world. Simple as that. There will be a statue of him built once he's long and gone. He said to me, he said, I've been here all these years, heard all the anthems from all over the world. I've never seen the Aussies like they did come running down from the grandstands and out the back just to sing the song with us all. It was very, very special. And the other thing is, when you've gone overseas and you're not representing your country like an Australian 11 does.
Yeah.
But when you start putting it back into perspective, but you're a little Aussie bloke and you've gone and got the job done against some of the best in the world, it's pretty special.
Absolutely. Well, Wayne, we'll do it all again next week. I might ask you next week about, because this has come through and there's been talk about, you know, cricket. Why are we charging people to get into the cricket after day one? I want to ask you next week about admission prices to racing. Given when you go into racing, you're spending some decent dough, it's an issue or not. We'll do that next week with Wayne Hawkes. He's been in studio for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Head to drive-through for the McCafe iced coffee range. Now, that's a coffee fit for an Aussie. Great to see you, Wayne. We'll see you next week.
See you, mate. Thank you.